My name's Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview for the Wellcome Trust on behalf of the One Another project. The date is the 17th of August 2009 and the time is now 9:19 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
Yes, hello. My name's Linda Quinn. I'm 59 years old and I'm from Cardiff, the capital city of Wales.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
What kind of journey down did you have?
I travelled down by train, good train journey from Cardiff, less than 2 hours, and then by bus to Trafalgar Square, so it's been good today.
When was the last time you were in London?
Last in London in January of this year.
What were you doing?
What were we doing? We do lots of things when we come to London, a bit of galleries. Oh no, I was here 3 weeks ago, forgot that.
What were you doing?
My son was giving an organ recital in Westminster Cathedral. And so my smallest son and I came to listen to him, Ian Quinn, and then we went to see the Royal Academy Summer Exhibition and had a guess at how much things cost and whether we could afford them, which is great for a 10-year-old.
And how long has your son been playing organ?
Oh, my son's 36 and he's been playing the organ since he was about 12 years old. He's a professional musician and he works in the Cathedral Church of St. John, Albuquerque, New Mexico, where he's the organist and director of the choir. But he comes over here, he's recently been over, as I say, at Westminster Cathedral, giving recital. But he prior to that, he was in Coventry Cathedral recording. He does a number of recordings. He's played all over the world, so very proud of him.
Could you tell me what you've brought along with you today, what you're going to be doing on the
Yes, I've brought along an organ pipe from Llandaff Cathedral because we're having an appeal for a new organ in the cathedral. We had a lot of bomb damage following the Second World War. We were the second most bombed cathedral in Britain after Coventry. We had some wonderful artwork as a result, a pipe, a window, a Jacob Epstein Christ in Majesty to join the Pre-Raphaelite pictures that we have there already and many other things throughout the centuries. But the organ was not repaired after the Second World War. It was a bit of a make do and mend, and 50 odd years on, it was helped by an act of God 2 years ago when lightning struck, blew the electrics, and that was the end of it. So we've been had an organ appeal thrust upon us, and we're trying to raise the money for it in not a very good economic climate, I'm afraid. And so I'm up here tonight with an organ pipe and a poster to explain to people, particularly worldwide, because we have visitors to our cathedral from all over the world, because our site predates Canterbury Cathedral. There's been worship at Llandaff since 560 AD. So we have a lot of visitors from all over the world, and I'm hoping to reconnect with some of them and remind them that perhaps they'd like to be part of this appeal, because what we're actually doing, I'm here today as part of an art project making history. They can be part of a building project making history, because that organ will be there now for the next 100 years, and people will be able to say, I helped build that. And I think that's an opportunity like this that comes along once in a lifetime.
How much are you trying to raise?
Total of 1.5 billion, but we're about halfway there, so any amount would help.
Are you giving them a website to donate on? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to give them the cathedral website, www.llandaffcathedral.org.uk, where there are details of what we're doing, pictures of what we're doing, and it explains how you can donate. So I'm hoping that people watching worldwide, I'm going to speak to several of them in particular, people in America who have been to Llandaff in the past and who are watching tonight, as well as people in Llandaff and throughout the UK. We've had a lot of publicity about me being on the plinth locally in the Western Mail and the South Wales Echo and on ITV, so I'm hoping that people locally as well will realise this is their opportunity locally to be part of building history.
And how do people in America know that you're doing this? How have you become aware?
Oh, I have connections over in America, so I've made not huge numbers of people aware, but some people aware of the fact that I'm on the fourth plinth. Most people I've spoken to have actually heard about it, which is very interesting. They've heard of the fourth plinth. They haven't necessarily heard of one and other, but they know about the fourth plinth and that artwork goes up there, which has been interesting. But I've had some very interesting questions about tonight, like what are you going to wear? How are you going to get up there? And you know, what you're going to do when you are up there, and do you think you'll fall off?
Can you remember how you first heard about the project?
Yeah, I read about it in the newspapers, and I've heard of Anthony Gormley's work, particularly the work at Sid Crosby near Liverpool, which I think is out of this world. So I thought I would really, really like to take part in this because of the Anthony Gormley connection. And then I applied and thought no more of it, because one applies and never thinks you'll get the opportunity. And when it came through, I just didn't. I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to be going. And that was just great.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
I'm a volunteer. I'm Welsh. I'm quite enthusiastic about things. Mother of three sons. Like to encourage people to take part and, you know, live for the day.
How did you get involved with the cathedral?
Oh, it's my local parish church. My eldest son, who's now the organist, he started off in the parish choir there. I then taught in Sunday school for ages. I help with the Friends of the Cathedral, the Friends of the ongoing organisation, who are there all the time to help the cathedral with rebuilding works and projects and so forth. So I'm involved in the membership of the Friends. And then my youngest son also is in the cathedral choir now, so he sings there. And he'll be here, well, my two younger sons, Cullen, age 13, who's translated on the web for me all that I said. He's translated it into Welsh because he's a Welsh speaker, goes to a Welsh language school. And Titus, who's the cathedral chorister, he'll be here as well with my husband, Roy.
Do you speak Welsh?
I don't. I've tried to learn several times. I'm really sorry I don't speak Welsh, but I speak a little. I shall be saying Noswaithai Bawbo Cymru, which is good evening to the people of Wales. And I'm sure there'll be people in Wales who'll be pleased about that, as I hope they'll be pleased that the website's got some Welsh on it too. I don't know if anyone else has put Welsh on the website, but...
What was it that prompted your move to Wales?
I've always lived in Wales.
Oh, you were born?
Yeah, born and bred in Cardiff, yes. Yes. If you come to Cardiff as a career move, you rarely move on because it's such a wonderful city, near the coast, near the mountains, lots of art, lots of history, shopping if you want it, and less than 2 hours to London. And it's not a big city, so it's very friendly. Welsh people are very friendly and welcoming. We have wonderful things like the Millennium Centre, the Millennium Stadium, where the good FA Cups matches were staged. The Six Nations are there. We have a castle that goes back to Roman times, and we have the cathedral that predates Canterbury. So why would you live anywhere else?
What do you do apart from this work that you do with the cathedral? You mentioned some other voluntary work.
Yeah, I've done lots of voluntary things over the years. I've been a school governor for over 30 years. I've been a university governor. I've been on different committees. I've been a visitor of people. I had 10 years on the Board of Visitors of Cardiff Prison. Community work generally. If I can help, I try and volunteer, basically. So I've done a lot of things over the years. In fact, I was given an MBE for services to the community in Wales some years ago, which was brilliant.
What was that like?
Amazing, surprising. Going to Buckingham Palace was so organised, and I like good organisation, so it was good to be there. And,
tell me a little bit more about that.
The family came, which was great. They gave them a good seat because the children were 7 and 9 then, so... it was important sitting there for 2 hours waiting. It was important. But I met some fantastic people who'd been offered, given awards as well. And that was just so humbling, basically, to be there with all these people who'd done lots more than you'd done and feel, it was so good to be there. And I had it from the Prince of Wales, so I was able to say a few words in Welsh to him at the end so that he replies in Welsh. I didn't understand what he said then, so. But that was good. So that was quite interesting, yeah. But you asked what else I do. I do some part-time work. I review complaints against the NHS throughout Wales, so I'm what's called an independent reviewer. And I also, I'm also a chairman of All Wales Review Panels for Continuing Care Funding, where people feel that they should have had their nursing home fees paid for themselves or a relative. And I'm a chairman who reviews cases throughout Wales to see if people, in fact, should have had their fees paid for them. So pretty busy.
So your work... There's a general theme there. I think you enjoy working with people and for people very much.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
How do you feel that all your family seem to have this link with the cathedral? Is that important to you?
It sounds as if religion is hugely in my life, and my faith is important to me, but not that I would go out handing Bibles out to people. That's not me at all. I just like to be welcoming for people to make their own minds up about things. So I'm there because I like to be there. I'll welcome anybody who wants to come along as well, but I'd only be in their face. That's not me at all. But we have a wonderful building in Llandaff, and the fact that it's part of our local community is so, we're so lucky really, you know, to be part of what's going on there. And it's just interesting to me that my eldest son happened to be in the choir and became a professional musician, and my youngest son sings. But my middle son doesn't.
What other kind of
activity? He's a footballer.
Oh, he's a footballer.
He's a footballer, yes.
Who does he play for?
He supports Arsenal. He'd like to play for them if Mr. Wenger's listening. He'll be down at the soccer camp next week.
How old is he?
He's 13. He's quite a good footballer, actually, but you know, we'll wait and see how the years develop. But he does support Arsenal, but we obviously can't get up here to support Arsenal as often as we would like. But sometimes they used to come to Cardiff for the FA Cup final, so that was good.
Have you brought any family or friends along tonight?
Yeah, my husband's here, and Cullen and Titus are here. Ian's back in Albuquerque watching on the web, so, and I think people in Llandaff are watching too, so that'd be good. So I better not fall over.
Do you have any reservations about?
No, not really. No, I'll just go and do my best, you know.
I
was going to say, it's all about individual people. I'm going up there as a volunteer, and that's who I am. That's why I'm doing, I'm talking about the organ appeal, because that's important to me because of who I am. So I'm going up there as me. So I can't go wrong if I'm me, can I? Because that's me. If what I do in the next hour is me, then that's okay. That's what Mr. Gormley said, wasn't it? That's why we're here, one and other. I'm the one at 10 o'clock.
What impact do you think standing on the plinth will have?
On who? I'm not sure how much impact it has on people in Trafalgar Square, particularly in the evenings. I'm not sure they necessarily know what it's all about, or even notice. I walked from the other side of the square, and I didn't think most people were noticing that there was a human being moving up on the plinth. I'm hoping that people will be watching it on the web, but what's been more important for me has been getting the publicity locally before I came here, that people locally are interested, because far as that's what was important to us talking about the appeal, that people more locally were aware of it. I mean, it's brilliant if somebody's watching worldwide and is interested, but realistically it's drawing attention to it at home in Wales, all of Wales.
Do you get a lot of tourists coming to the cathedral?
Yeah, we do. Lots of people visit Wales, more so these days. There's a lot to do and see in Cardiff, and we're getting more and more people as the years go on. We used to have a big docks area, but as shipping needs went down, it was turned into Cardiff Bay with apartments and events, and it is just a fantastic place. So there is that, there's the city centre. Whatever you are, if you're a shopper, we've got a big new shopping area opening. I'm not a shopper, but whatever you like to do, you can do it in Cardiff. And what we found was when people came for the FA Cup final, they thought they were going to see sheep and miners, and what they saw was a fantastic city. I mean, the collection of art at the National Museum and Gallery of Wales is second to none. The Pre-Raphaelite paint, not the Pre-Raphaelites, the Impressionist paintings there, and what we have at the cathedral. I mean, so people who are interested in art would find it a hugely interesting city. We have sport for those who like it, history, and there's fun things to do. I wouldn't live anywhere else. As I said to my husband, who's from Nottingham.
And how did you meet him?
We met in Stratford, on Avon.
Was he happy to locate to Wales?
Yeah, he was actually, yeah, he was.
What does he do, you ask me?
He's retired now, but he used to be, he used to run his own business. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, well, I think you said you liked Anthony Gormley's work. What is it about his work that appeals to you?
Well, I've always liked public art. I think it's so important when you can have art in your face on the pavement, basically, because then everybody sees it and they don't have to pay to go and see it. They don't have to think, oh, I'm not an arty type. They can just enjoy it. And I just love seeing art on the pavement rather than somewhere special. And I think The Angel of the North, I haven't seen that, but I've seen it on the television, and I think so many people are engaged by that, even if they don't like it. They and to me, the people walking into the sea is just amazing. So I think he's a really inspiring artist, and I think this idea as well, to have different people up there, is incredible, and I think it's just good. But yeah.
You're looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it at 11 o'clock, I think.
What are you going to do afterwards?
Oh, just go back to the hotel, I think. Nothing exceptional, you know. But I think, yeah, I've been looking forward to it. And when I first knew and realised I was going to do it, I really was excited about it, yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I'd like to wish everybody else who's taking for all the best, because, you know, it's... it can be a bit nerve-wracking, can't it, when you actually arrive here and you're going up there. And I think I'd just like to thank Anthony Gormley for having this great idea and letting us all take part, and let's see more of his work in the future.
Thank you very much indeed.